From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials are searching for Thai bombing suspects. The Prime Minister of Thailand says authorities are looking for suspects seen in security camera footage at the site of Monday's bombing in Bangkok. At least 22 people were killed in the blast. Ron Corbin has more.
Thai officials say the pipe bomb attack late Monday was aimed at discrediting the military-backed government and damaging the country's economically important tourist industry. Since the blast, there have been rumours of more explosive devices in downtown Bangkok, but none have been confirmed. The dead included at least 3 Chinese, 2 Singaporeans, 1 Philippine national, and 2 Hong Kong residents. Scores of other people were wounded. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
South Sudan's government says it needs 2 more weeks to consider a proposed peace agreement with rebels. A government minister says officials will consult with the people of South Sudan on whether the document should be signed. Rebel leader Riek Machar signed the agreement in Addis Ababa on Monday, hours before a deadline set by the East African bloc IGAD. President Salva Kiir would not sign it. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he will vote against the nuclear agreement with Iran, making congressional passage look even more uncertain. New Jersey's Robert Menendez made the announcement Tuesday in a speech at Seton Hall University.
But what we cannot dismiss is that we have now abandoned our long-held policy of preventing nuclear proliferation and are now embarked not on preventing that proliferation, but on managing or containing it.
Senator Menendez said President Obama is wrong when he says the deal will permanently stop Iran's nuclear program. This is VOA News. Memorial services were held in Tianjin, China, Tuesday to pay tribute to victims of last week's explosions at a warehouse. The blasts killed at least 114 people. On a road near the site of the blast, volunteers presented flowers and bowed to show their respect to the victims. State television reported that memorial services were also held in other locations, including the blast site, temporary shelters, and residential areas. The United Nations says Greece must show much more leadership in tackling the crisis of migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea. William Spindler of the UN Refugee Agency says the number of refugee arrivals in Greece have now reached the 160,000 mark. Former Sri Lankan President Mahindra Rajapaksa has failed to stage a political comeback in the recent parliamentary elections. Anjana Pasricha reports.
Even before final results were in, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe invited everyone to come together to build a civilized society, build a consensual government, and create a new country. The coalition led by Mr. Wickremesinghe's United National Party did not get a majority in the 225-member house, but 106 seats, ahead of the 95 secured by Mahinda Rajapaksa's alliance. Mr. Wickremesinghe will be able to form a broad-based government. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
A new political survey in the U.S. shows billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump pulling into a clear lead in the crowded 2016 Republican presidential nomination contest. The CNN ORC poll released Tuesday shows Trump with a national support of 24% of registered Republican voters, easily outdistancing his nearest challenger, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who has only 13%. The controversy over the email files of former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton shows no sign of ending. A federal judge has set a hearing for later this week on whether the State Department is ensuring the retrieval of all official records that Clinton and her aides had on personal email accounts or devices from 2009 to 2013, when she stepped down as the country's top diplomat. The State Department said in a court filing that a partial review of Clinton's emails shows 305 of them possibly contain classified information. Indonesian officials said Tuesday there were no survivors from that plane that crashed Sunday in the eastern part of the country. Search crews reached the crash site in Papua Province for the first time Tuesday after being delayed by the treacherous terrain. The officials said the rescuers located the bodies of 53 of the 54 people who were on board the plane when it crashed shortly before it was due to land in Oksibil. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.